Proclamation number 4040 of 15th of May, 1947. Redemption Epoch with Jesus Christ. The Day of Judgment is the conclusion of a redemptive epoch which was extremely significant in the development of the spiritual. For in this epoch Jesus Christ was on earth, the emissary of God, a Son of Light, who descended from the spiritual kingdom to redeem humanity. The development of the spiritual had come to a standstill. There was no more progress. There was no more striving towards God, towards the light, towards the eternal truth. And love had grown cold among people. There was a spiritual low on earth which required help. Otherwise everything spiritual would be lost again to the one who had been the cause of the great darkness in the spiritual world. The help was urgently needed and could only be given in the form of a ray of light from heaven. A being of light had to travel the path on earth in order to instruct people and at the same time exemplify to them the right earthly change as proof that what God demanded of people who wanted to liberate themselves from the power of his adversary could be fulfilled. And Jesus was such a being of light according to his soul, while his body was human with all the weaknesses and impulses that characterize human nature, which he had to fight against just like every other human being. His soul certainly strove towards God without knowing its outcome, for as a human being it was deprived of all recollection. The man Jesus had to take the same path on earth, otherwise his act of salvation could not be valued as such, otherwise it would not have been a sacrifice of atonement which he offered to God for the sins of humanity. And thus the man Jesus had to wrestle and fight. He had to endure the same battle against darkness which is demanded of all people, which no one can be spared who wants to become eternally blissful. And he emerged victorious from the battle against darkness and thus provided people with the evidence that victory is possible if it is seriously striven for. For although his soul yearned for God, for its true home, his body nevertheless had to pay tribute to the earthly, and every progress was an act of free will, every increased degree of maturity was the result of overcoming the world, the reward of the battle against himself, against all earthly desires and renunciations of earthly joys and pleasures. And this will was brought forth by the man Jesus. He set himself free and sought and found complete union with God already on earth. And he simultaneously redeemed the whole of humanity from the bondage of death, for God accepted the sacrifice which a weak human being offered to him for the whole of humanity. And so this redemption period was of immense significance for humanity as well as for the spiritual, which still languishes in matter and still has to cover the long path of development. This spiritual feels the relief and pushes towards its embodiment as a human being in order to be able to make use of the graces of the work of redemption for the purpose of final redemption from form. But the spiritual embodied as a human being pays little or no attention to this and lets a time of grace pass by which it should and could utilize with the greatest success. Humanity does not grasp the significance of this epoch and remains in sin and guilt. And thus a termination of the redemption epoch granted to the spiritual for upward development is foreseen and the day is determined from eternity when account will be demanded from the living and the dead. The day of judgment, when all will have to answer for their attitude towards Jesus Christ and for their way of life. When they will receive their reward or punishment according to merit. And you humans are approaching this lost day with giant strides. Be aware of the immense importance of this and make use of the extremely short time for your salvation. Take refuge in Jesus Christ and ask Him for help, and He will still redeem you in the lost hour if you want to let Him redeem you. If you believe in His mission and acknowledge Him as the Son of God, who came down from above to set people free from Satan's power. Believe in Him and ask Him for strength and you will not need to fear the last day. It will not be a judgment but a redemption for you if you only commend yourselves to Him and His grace. Amen.